Amidst all the coverage of the Met Gala on the 4th of May, we could perhaps be forgiven for overlooking the fact that the event is actually the benefit for the Met's Costume Institute, the Metropolitan Museum of Art's collection of more than 33,000 objects representing fashion from the 15th century to the present. And in 2026, it was also celebrating a new exhibition called Costume Art. And as it happens, the introduction for the Costume Art exhibition was written by an academic from the University of Tasmania's School of Creative Arts. That academic is adjunct senior researcher Dr. Llewellyn Negrin, who joins us now on Sunday Extra. Welcome, Dr. Negrin.
Hello.
Now, Llewellyn, how did you become involved in the Met Costume Institute's new exhibition?
Well, it started with an invitation from Andrew Bolton, who's the curator there, and he had read my publications. I've written quite a bit on fashion as an embodied art form, and he said that his current exhibition was very influenced by the ideas in those essays that I'd written, and on that basis he asked if I would write the catalogue essay for the exhibition as well as giving him feedback on his curations.
Wow, there you go. That's fantastic.
Quite a thrill.
So I wonder if you could tell us a bit more about the exhibition. It's described as presenting pairing between fashions and artworks. Could you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Yes. So the connecting thread for the exhibition is the clothed body, and Andrew Bolton has selected 200 fashion garments and 200 works of art, all sourced from different departments at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and organised the exhibition into different body types, because the whole point of the exhibition is to foreground the body that wears the garments, but also to get the audience to look at art through that lens. So each of the pairings, you know, it's one fashion garment and one work of art according to the body types of things like the classical body, the pregnant body, and so on. So he selected examples that relate to those sub-themes.
Well, as you describe it, it sounds like a good idea for an exhibition to me, but you were asked to give feedback on it. What was your feedback on the concept?
Well, what happened was that Andrew Bolton sent me all the images as he put them together, and my feedback involved, first of all, some suggestions for what to call the different body types. So there was one that was initially was going to be the fat body, and then we decided maybe that was a bit derogatory sounding, so I suggested the corpulent body in the end.
Very good.
Oh, the abstract body was another one that I suggested the title for.
What was it going to be otherwise?
Well, it's called the historical body, first of all, and it was looking at changing body shapes over time. But the thing about it was focused on those different sorts of garments like crinolines and bustles and corsets, and so that abstracted from the actual body and, you know, turned it into a different shape altogether. And so in the end, the abstract body was decided on as more specifically identifying that as a feature for those items in that section.
The whole exhibition really does draw the connection, obviously, between fashion and art. In your essay, you say that fashion's assimilation by the art world has been a double-edged sword. What do you mean by that?
Well, on the one hand, it's, I think, something very welcomed that fashion has now been considered on equal status with the traditional art forms of painting and sculpture. But the downside is that in the process, what's been lost is fashion's connection with the body and the fact that it's not just a visual art form, but it's something that's worn. And I think it's that aspect that this exhibition is trying to capture.
Yeah, so a lot of the time if you see displays of costumes, they're literally disembodied. They're just presented as the item of clothing itself. And that's something that it seems this exhibition has really taken to heart, particularly in the way that the items of clothing are displayed. Could you give us some examples of the deliberate and unusual ways that items of clothing are displayed in costume art?
Yes, I think one of the most innovative aspects of it is that a number of the mannequins have been based on actual people. And, you know, when garments are displayed, usually there's a sort of standardized mannequin that's made according to sort of ideal proportions, and they become almost invisible. I mean, that's the intention, that you don't take notice of the body that's wearing the clothes, you focus on the clothes. But in this case, because the mannequins are based on actual bodies that depart radically from, you know, your sort of idealized mannequin. So I think that in that way, you can't help but notice the body that's wearing the clothing.
On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Dr. Llewellyn Nigrin, who has written the essay to introduce the Met Costume Institute's 2026 Spring Exhibition, Costume Art. And Llewellyn, it sounds like there are some other really innovative ways of presenting the clothing, including mirrored mannequins and some seriously elevated podiums. Could you tell us about those?
Yes, yes. So there's two galleries, and in the first gallery, the mannequins are displayed on 6-foot-high pedestals, and embedded into the pedestal is the artwork with which it is paired. So the idea is that when you encounter the display, you see the mannequin first, and then you look down at the artwork, so that the idea of manipulating the pedestal in that way is to reorient the viewer so that they're looking at the clothed body, to give priority to the clothed body. And then when they come to look at the artwork with which it is paired, they're looking at it with that image in their head.
Fantastic.
And the mirrored forms, the idea of that, instead of having faces on the mannequins, there's a reflective sort of shiny metal surface in which you can see your own reflection. So when you're looking at these mannequins, you sort of imaginatively position yourself as the person wearing the garment on display. So that's the idea, to heighten that sense of connection between the viewer and the mannequin on display.
Well, they all sound like very good ideas in principle, and clearly they have resonances with your previous work, and you've reflected on that in your essay. But you also went to the exhibition, Llewellyn, so I've got to ask you, does it work in practice?
Well, I have to admit, I did find it difficult sometimes to see my reflection. So that aspect, perhaps, it was very crowded when I went through.
I think I might have been relieved about that if it was me, but anyway.
Yes, that's right. The other aspects were absolutely stunning. I think what really struck me, which I didn't really appreciate when I was just looking at the images as photographic reproductions in the preparation for the exhibition, is the sense of scale that you get when you actually experience it firsthand. Because a lot of the artworks were fairly small in scale compared with the mannequins. And so, again, that has another sort of subliminal impact on the way you respond, you know, in the terms of giving priority to the dressed body, and then you look at the artwork.
Well, it does sound amazing. And given that the whole approach, Llewellyn, is pairing fashions and artworks, was there a particular pairing that really jumped out at you, whether for its visual interest or in terms of the thoughts that it provoked?
I think one that I found particularly engaging was in the section on the epidermal body, which was looking at the skin, and there was a series of mannequins that were dressed in these skin-hugging outfits of different skin colours, and then that was paired with a work of art which consisted of a series of paper bags in different sort of skin colour tones, ranging from quite light to dark. And in each case, they were reflecting on discrimination based on skin colour, and sort of counteracting that in the way in which they were presenting it, so that each skin colour in the way that the garments were presented and in the way that this artwork was presented was suggesting that no priority should be given to any skin colour over any other. They should all be considered equivalent.
And, of course, the opening of the exhibition coincides, or perhaps it's the other way around, with the world-famous Met Gala. Does that mean that you were attending the Met Gala as well, Llewellyn?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to go to the gala itself, but it was still very exciting going to the opening, which happened on the same day in the morning. And it was a star-studded event as well.
I bet it was.
We had Venus Williams was one of the speakers at that opening. Of course, she's also known for her fashion sense,
yes,
as well as being a wonderful tennis player. And, of course, Anna Wintour was there, and she gave a speech at the opening. And then we had the director of the Met, Max Hollein, and Andrew Bolton, of course. And quite a few of the people dressed in outfits that were related to the theme, even though they weren't as outlandish as some of the costumes at the Met Gala.
Well, it does sound fantastic. And clearly, Llewellyn, you've done Australia proud by putting in your more than 2 cents worth for the costume art exhibition. Thank you so much for speaking with us about it on Sunday Extra today.
It was a pleasure.
And we were speaking there with Dr. Llewellyn Negrin, who's from the University of Tasmania's School of Creative Arts. And as we heard, wrote the introductory essay for the Met Costume Institute's exhibition, Costume Art, which, if you happen to be in New York, runs until the 10th of January, 2027.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.